You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
On third and five, pitch for Harris, has the first down and breaks it, it's gone! Damian Harris threw everyone! Up the middle for the touchdown! 64 yards on the score!
I mean, I'm just trying to win, so it was good that we scored more than the other team, and we did a great job on offense. Josh just staying calm and just calling the plays that he knew that would work, and it took all 11 guys, and you know, it doesn't matter how many times you run it or throw it, as long as we win, everyone's going to be happy.
Welcome into BetQL Daily on this Tuesday. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Joe G out sick today. A jam-packed show for the next 3 hours at 10:20 Eastern time. Jimmy Patsos, always entertaining on the NBA. He's our Odyssey insider, Coach Patsos. It's not just the NBA. He'll have thoughts on college and everything else going on under the sun. I'm sure he'll have some NFL plays as well. 10:40 Eastern time, Chris Mack from the Fan Morning Show in Pittsburgh. A lot going on there. After the Steelers pull off the upset victory, all of a sudden, Watt is the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. Can the Steelers back it up? Well, they've got a game in two more nights. And we'll check in with Mac to get his thoughts there. Brad Powers, final hour of the show at 11:20 Eastern time. A terrific college football bettor. And if you're going to be betting all these college bowl games over the next month, the best thing to do is jump in now. So Brad will tell us what he's thinking before we get all the sharp money coming in and all these lines are shaped over the next month, because the worst time to bet is right before kickoff. And I know a lot of people end up doing that. Aaron, we're across the country, 16 stations on the BetQL network, around the world on the Odyssey app, and two of those markets that we are live in is Buffalo and Boston. Two very different thoughts on what occurred last night. Patriots take care of the Bills, 14-10. New England covers. New England wins as an underdog. But from the betting perspective, it's all about the total. We've talked about it the last week, how it was dropping. It dropped 5 to 6 points, and it still cleared the under by a boatload.
Yeah, it was a great night for unders. Someone even sent me a DM, like 90% of his under bets hit last night. So if you crazy with the unders, it was certainly profitable. I did the under on the longest field goal at 47.5. There was a 41-yarder. That hit, but when that 41 yarder hit early in the game, I was like, oh man, like I got a little nervous, but not a lot of kicking in that game. The Patriots just dominated on the ground. I mean, that's kind of been the knock on this Bills team though, right? They're just not physical. We saw the Colts run all over them, Jonathan Taylor a couple weeks ago, and the Patriots did the exact same thing. In a game that featured a ton of wind, a lot of run game. It was interesting. I think, you know, my takeaway is the Patriots, they obviously have the better coach, and they just seem like a more balanced team to run the ball as much as they did and really not pass. I mean, obviously, when it comes to the NFL, like, defenses are trying to guess what you're going to do next. Not last night. They just kept running it and running it and running it, and the Bills had no answer.
Some reaction in the betting markets with some of the other futures that are available. Bill Belichick's now the favorite for the coach of the year, and I disagree with that. We'll talk about that later on. One of your other picks, one of your 87 coaches, Kingsbury?
He's the favorite. Okay. Yeah. As long as it's not like Vrabel or, I don't know, someone I don't
Tomlin? Have. Tomlin when the Steelers make the playoffs? Maybe.
Gosh, don't you kind of have to be consistent, though? Where were they all season?
Yeah. So on the Patriots side, it's all about the run game. 49 plays, 46 rushes. So, Mac, it was unbelievable. If you're watching the Manning cast, like, Peyton was flabbergasted. Somebody please throw the football. He just couldn't take it anymore, and I certainly understand why. 2 of 3, Mac Jones. You just couldn't help but think, is it a lack of trust, or is it just the Bills can't stop it, so why are we going to stop? But then it was strange because late in the game when you figure they're going to run the clock, then they started to design a couple of pass plays, which was quite odd.
Yeah.
10
I thought that
runs.
Was weird, too, in the fourth quarter. Late. It's like, now you're going to pass the ball? Let the clock run out. If Peyton Manning was playing in that game, you have to wonder if he would have just left, because he seemed appalled. He was like, I could not be a quarterback and not be able to throw the ball. But I think you're right. We criticize teams sometimes when they abandon the run. It was working for them, so why would they abandon it, right? It's just crazy that the Bills had no answer. Like, they seem kind of soft.
10 designed runs to start the game. That's most in the Belichick era. We had a team that ran the ball on over 90% of their plays for the first time since 1978, when you think about this era of football. And not only was it 90%, it was 94%. 94. And if you remove all those Mac Jones kneel downs, most of them were kneel downs, with his rushing yards, which he ended up in the negative, even though he was close to going over. But he went way back there on those kneel downs. Reminds me, Mac Jones, don't ever bet him on over on the rushing yards, because when he does a kneel down, he goes like -5 yards back there, especially in those conditions yesterday. But there were some Bills defensive players at the press conference, I don't know if you caught it, that were really upset with some of the questioning. And maybe it's the way it was asked. They were saying it was about respect. The media was asking them if they were embarrassed. And, you know, I'm watching that game and I'm thinking, okay, so every metric under the sun, everything we've heard all season long is that Buffalo has the number one defense in the NFL. And the Bills, rather the Patriots, are running the ball 94% of the time. Every time they line up, no matter what the down and distance is, everybody in the building, everybody watching, the millions and millions, know they're running the football and they couldn't stop it. 222 rushing yards. Take away those kneel downs. We're talking 5.7 yards per carry. I know they didn't care for it, and they're heated right after the game. That was a completely fair question. They should have been embarrassed. They're supposed to be an elite defense. Everybody knows they're running the ball all game long. They ran it 46 times, and they could do nothing to stop it. And it's not like we're talking about Derrick Henry back there. We just learned about Stevenson a couple of weeks ago. Damian Harris, before the hamstring, he's pretty good. I like Damian Harris as a player. He shouldn't be ripping off a 64-yard run when everybody knows you're running it.
Yeah, Damian Harris, 10 carries, 111 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, 28 carries, 78 yards. Brandon Bolden, 4 carries, 28 yards. They just dominated on the ground, and the Bills just didn't have an answer. They kept doing it. You would think they would adjust and know what's coming next.
They couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I get it. Why would Belichick change? If you told me before the game, like, okay, Mac Jones is going to attempt 3 passes and all this wind, like, okay, give me the Bills. Like, you wouldn't think that they wouldn't be able to stop it. And then the one Bills touchdown, it was set up because N'Keal Harry's not thinking, and he lets the ball doink off his helmet.
Yeah.
It set up a short field for them. I mean, the Bills did nothing. And then on the offensive end, there were times it looked like, you know, Josh Allen could move the ball through the air himself, The problem is, needs some help. Diggs with a drop in the end zone. And Knox, who everyone was talking about going into yesterday's game, we were too. Like, man, he couldn't stop dropping the ball. He couldn't corral anything.
I'm so glad we took that out.
Yeah.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's brutal. Brutal, man. And then, you know, it's Joe G was right about it, and a lot of people were right that just the conditions set up for a Patriots victory. It's you look at the Patriots run game, and we just went over the numbers there. And then on the Buffalo side, Allen had a couple of decent runs. It depends when you bet it. If you bet the rushing yards early in the day, you went over. That was a winner. But it went under if you waited until game time. Tell you to bet
well,
early.
Yeah, we were
Singleton
talking about the weather.
Couldn't do anything. Yeah.
And we were talking about the weather early in the show. And it seems like, you know, if you weren't on that and all those props just started changing as the day went on when people really got caught wind.
Nice. On that note, I mean, weren't you guys surprised that, I mean, it looked like Josh Allen tried to do it a few, like maybe one other time and got bottled up a little bit. Are you surprised we didn't see
he
more
broke
of that?
Like one. He broke one, right?
And that got us over, basically. But I was shocked kind of that, like, they just can't run the ball with the running backs. They just don't have that. Like, Brian Daboll's cost himself a head coaching job. I think he already has, like, between, like, time and time again, teams have made them one-dimensional. And a game like that last night, I guess you're only, like, you can't pass the ball. Your only alternative is to have Josh Allen run, and you couldn't even draw those up. So,
but we might not see conditions like that again. With all that said, I know a lot of people are going to say, can the Patriots win the Super Bowl? My big takeaway is, are we out on the Bills? I think that's the bigger question after last night. They're now 7-5 on the season. In those conditions, they have no run game. Allen 15 for 30. Do we think the weather's going to get a little bit better, but you're going to run into stuff when the playoffs start in 6 weeks.
Yeah. You're probably not going to run into that. And we saw, like, it didn't really bother them last year in the playoffs. Like they got to the AFC title game. Right. But what cost them in the AFC title game? The Chiefs were like light boxes. We're going to protect against the pass. We're not going to go ahead and run the ball.
Well, okay, let's look at some potential teams they could run into in the postseason. And, you know, we a lot of football left. Mm-hmm. Patriots can run on them, prove that. Yep. Titans might have Henry back, right? You might run into the Colts. Like, these are some bad matchups for them, based on what I saw last night.
And even the Browns, like, if they somehow
Browns,
get
absolutely.
In, that's a bad matchup.
Yeah, sure. As far as the betting stuff, I don't know, Paul, if you were paying attention to this. I saw some pro bettors talking about this, and they were 100% correct. It's one of those things you go back in time, like you'd hammer it again and again and again. The proper adjustments were not made on the total. I checked after that second score, and the live total was 47.5. Like, I'm sure they're in, you know, let us know at BetQL Daily. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Aaron at Aaron Hawksworth. I'm sure there were some people out there that bet the under and the under again, and the under again, and they hit them all yesterday, because that should have been plummeting after that first quarter. And when I checked in on the live line, I didn't see it happen.
Wasn't it? I mean, there were 15 points scored in the first quarter, right? But the way the game script was going, right.
And then it was higher than. Then it was much higher than what it closed at. It closed at 39.5. But
man,
the way it was going, yeah. Patriots running the ball, clock running, come on. Yeah. They weren't going to keep running up and down the field. I mean, they did, but not for long scores.
I mean, for me, I think another takeaway is just all these AFC teams are flawed. It's like a team loses and then another team loses and like nothing's really changing. And you just don't know who to fully trust. I think that's a great question. Are we out on the Bills? One of our Twitch viewers, OG Plus, thinks they're poo. He used the poo emoji. But yeah, I don't know. Well, is it time to start fading the Bills?
Well, look at it. Okay, after New England, do we have a lot of trust in Tennessee? I don't. I've thought they were a fraud. They've lost the last two times they played. We'll see how they look coming out of the bye and how healthy they are. It looks like Julio Jones is going to be back. Okay, but Baltimore? Nope.
No.
Not the way Lamar's played and all the injuries they have. Like, Harbaugh doesn't even want to go to overtime. That's how much he distrusts his defense. Kansas City? Not interested.
I want to say about Kansas City, I feel like we're all just waiting and assuming they're going to get things going. Yeah, their defense has looked better, but Mahomes in the offense really hasn't like returned to championship form like we're used to seeing. So I don't know if it's just the defenses have adjusted to Mahomes in that Chiefs offense, but I think we're just still waiting for them to take off, and they haven't.
I think we're going to see maybe 2 to 3 teams that are in the playoffs right now be out. Buffalo's a 7 seed this morning. The 7. Are they going to miss it? They could. Cincinnati could. Chargers could. All 7-5 teams. Going to be fascinating. You guys know how I feel. We're going to have our wild card draft later on this hour. Looking forward to that. But Aaron, on Tuesday mornings, we love to talk about the Manning cast. And sometimes I criticize the guests that it's too much. They went from 4 to 3. And I thought all three guests were A+.
Yeah, I was watching the regular broadcast. I don't. I know.
You're the one that got more excited about the Manning cast.
I know. I watched Aqib. I did watch Aqib Talib. Who else did I catch? He might have been the only one. But I thought he was really good. I loved his insight.
So then you left it. You're like, I'm not interested, because he was in the third quarter.
So yeah, I guess I did. I went back and forth. I don't know. What did you like?
I get it. You're a Leno person. Letterman was in the
second quarter. That's right. That's right. And he was talking about, I saw on Twitter the rules he'd like to change. I already saw all that. He did that whole bit on the Manning show.
Oh, I didn't see that.
ESPN Plus show. Yeah, there was a whole episode on that, so I feel like I didn't really miss out.
No, he was good. He was making fun of Belichick, which was great. And
I think I was so worried about my field goal prop hitting. I was like, I cannot miss anything. Like, I need to be locked into this game.
Yeah, that crew's going to help you out there. Joe Buck was making fun of his wife, who works for ESPN. I thought that was fun. It was crazy
taking shots at his wife. He's sitting in Cabo. I did see that.
It's great. That's exactly what I would do. I love it. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Joe G out sick today. Coming up next, NFL win totals. We have some in the hopper. Some teams need to go on a run and not lose the rest of the way, and some are just one win away. We'll get you updated there. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. We are presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.